We thank the Lord for giving us more time together in this way.
我们感谢主，主给我们更多的时间能够这样的聚集。
When we have time, we have opportunity.
当我们有时间的时候，我们就有机会。
When we have opportunity, we need to seize this opportunity.
当我们有机会的时候，我们就要抓住机会。
To grab hold of something,
我们能够抓住一些东西。
That can change us.
可以使我们得到改变。
Just imagine if God could not change Jacob's life.
想一想，如果神不能改变雅各的生活
，entire history of Israel would not be the same.
整个以色列的历史就不会是这样。
Therefore, it's very crucial for God's people to know Him in order to be changed.
对于神的子民来说是非常的重要，我们要来认识他，使我们得着改变。
So we ask the Lord to hear our cry to know Him.
我们求主能够听我们心中的祷告，能够来认识他。
But no one that knows Jesus will stay the same.
没有一个人认识基督，认识耶稣，还能够留在今天的情况里。
I think we come to this retreat to be changed.
我想我们今天来到这个夏令会，我们是要得着改变。
No one should leave this retreat.Unchanged.
没有一个人离开聚会没有得着改变。
So our topic for this first session is Christ is our sufficiency.
我们今天第一堂的主题是基督是我们的满足。
And we need to read some scriptures.
我们来读一些主的话。
First one is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 4.
哥林多前书第十章一到四节。
For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren,that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea and all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them and the rock was Christ.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里、海里受洗归了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
The second is 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 4 and 5.
哥林多后书第三章四到五节。
I will read from American Standard Version for this particular places.
我会读美国标准版的圣经。
You can listen to English and our brother's Chinese translation. They are not the same.
你可以听英文的翻译跟中文的翻译是不太一样的。
And such confidence have we through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves.To account anything as from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
我们因基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Paul was saying that it's not enough for him.
保罗在这里告诉我们，他自己是不够的。
He needs the Lord to do the things that he was doing.
他需要主在他身上做启示。
Now let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
彼得后书一章第三节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
彼得后书一章第三节。
Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
Luke chapter 3,
路加福音第三章
verse 21 and 22nd,
二十一到二十二节。
Luke chapter 3, verse 21 and 22nd,
路加第三章二十一到二十二节。
Now, when all the people were baptized,Jesus was also baptized, and while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came out of heaven, You are my beloved Son. In you, I am well pleased.
众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗。正祷告的时候，天就开了，圣灵降在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
Finally, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27.
约翰一书二章二十七节。
1 John chapter 2, verse 27.
约翰一书二章二十七节。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的，你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Father, we thank you for giving us this time.
天父，我们感谢你给我们有这样的时间。
And we know you have a reason for us to be here.
主啊，我们知道我们聚在这里是有原因的。
And we pray that reason, that purpose will be accomplished.
主啊，我们祷告这个原因，这个目的能够成就。
You have heard our cry.
主啊，你已经听到我们的呼求。
We want to know you and know you more.
主啊，我们要来认识你，要来更多的认识。
But listen to our prayer this morning.
主啊，求主今早晨听我们的祷告。
Allow us to know you in a fresh way.
主啊，好使我们从一个新鲜的方式来认识你。
And the knowledge of you will change our lives.
主啊，使认识你的知识能够改变我们的生活。
We commit this time to your hands.
主啊，我们把接下来时间交在你的手中。
Commit your weak servant into your hands.
主啊，把你软弱的仆人交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
And the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 is a very interesting verse.
哥林多后书第三章第五节是很有意思的一节。
Because Apostle Paul acknowledged to all of us that it's not sufficient in himself.
保罗在我们众向着我们众人承认他自己是不够的。
If we want to find one person in history who could be sufficient in himself, he would be Apostle Paul.
如果我们要在历史上找到一个人他靠自己是够的，那只有保罗。
But Paul said,is not sufficient in himself.
但是保罗却说在他是不够的。
And his sufficiency comes from God.
他是要来靠主，他的可以，他的够是从主来的。
Brother and sister, how marvelous this statement is.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个的保罗所说的是何等的奇妙。
As great as Paul was,
像保罗这样的人。
And he declared, it is not sufficient in himself.
他在这里宣告他自己是不够的。
It's not only just Paul.
不只是保罗。
David was the same way.
大卫也是这样。
David was not sufficient in himself.
大卫在他自己身上也是不够的。
This is what he said himself.
这是他自己说的。
You are my God.
你是我的神。
Apart from you, I have no good thing.
除你以外没有别的好处。
That's what David said himself.
这是大卫自己说的。
Mrs. Barber, in the hymn we just sung,
这是何秀恩姊妹在诗歌里面所写。
He wrote beautifully.
他是何等美妙。
You are enough, however long the day, or however dark the night.
不论日有多深，夜有多暗，有你就够了。
To Mrs. Barber, the Lord is not only enough, but He was more than enough.
对于我们何秀珍姊妹来说，主不是够的，是远远的超过的，已经够的。
When we find our sufficiency in God, then we can say the Lord is sufficient, however long the day or however dark the night.
当主成为我们的满足，我们就可以在主里面找到那个满足，无论夜有多深，日有多长，夜有多深。
It is so precious.For anyone who can say this word,
对于每一个能够这样讲的人，这是何等的宝贵。
In the darkness,
在黑暗的里面。
But it is enough.
有主就够了。
However, the long the day, however dark the night.
无论日有多长, 夜有多深,
brothers and sisters, where do we find our sufficiency today?
弟兄姊妹们, 我们今天在哪里找到我们的满足呢?
How can we declare that Christ is enough in all circumstances?
我们如何能够宣告在各样的情况里面有主就够了?
I think we all need to know.
我们都需要来知道。
Because we all will encounter some darkness sooner or later in life.
因为我们的生活里面,无论什么时候,我们总会遇到黑暗的情况。
How can we declare that Lord is sufficient for me?
我们如何能够宣告有主就够了,主是我的满足。
What is the secret?
那个秘诀在哪里?
Apostle Peter, open up the secret in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
使徒彼得在彼得后书第一章第三节向我们把这个奥秘解开了。
His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
他的神能已经将所有关乎生命和前进的道理向我们显明出来。
Now the secret through the true knowledge of him.
这个奥秘是通过认识他的真知道,真知识来的。
Apostle Peter was saying that our sufficient comes from having a true knowledge of him.
使徒彼得看到我们的满足,我们的够量,是通过对主有一个真的认识。
So brother and sister, the purpose in our life is to know Jesus more.
弟兄姊妹们,所以我们生命的意义乃是要来更多的认识基督。
Every experience in our life,
每一个我们生命当中所经过的经历,
every encounter we have with God,
每一个我们所遇到的情况,
is intended to deepen our knowledge of Christ.
都是为了让我们对主的认识能够更加的深刻。
The true knowledge of Christ bring the sufficiency of Christ to us.
对基督的真认识能够带领我们认识基督是我的满足。
The true knowledge of Christ impacts every aspect of our life.
对着基督的真认识能够影响我们生活的方方面面。
The depth of our knowledge of Christ determines the significance and impact of everything we do in life.
对着基督的真知道能够影响我们生命当中所有的事情。
It is impossible to serve God without personally knowing Him.
通过我们自己的认识来服侍主是绝对不够的。
We cannot lead others to know something we do not know ourselves.
我们不可能通过别人来认识一些我们对自己的不认识。
We cannot guide anyone to deep understanding of Christ beyond our own experience.
我们不可能引导别人对基督有着更多的认识，是超过我们自己的认识。
So our ultimate goal in life to obtain a true knowledge of Christ.
所以我们的目的是要来得着对基督有一个真认识。
That's why Apostle Paul considered all things to be lost so that he might gain Christ.
所以使徒保罗在那里说他看万事如粪土为着得着基督为至宝。
The true knowledge of Christ brings sufficiency to us.
对着基督的真认识能够使基督成为我们的满足。
Brothers and sisters, we may not have a lot of time on this earth.
弟兄姊妹,我们在地上所剩的时间不多。And
our Lord is infinite and limitless.
主要回来的时间近了。Even
we were to live for a long time like Methuselah,
即使我们能够像马古撒拉一样活得很长时间,
we will never fully grasp the entirety of who Jesus Christ is.
他也不可能完全地认识到基督耶稣是谁。
So with this in mind, a natural question arises.
我想在这样的情况里面我们有很多的问题。
How can we get to the same place like Mrs. Barber?
我们如何能够达到像何寿恩姊妹一样的属灵的光景?
How can we declare one day like her?
我们如何能够在某一天像她一样来宣告?
You are enough. However long the day, or however dark the night,
无论日有多长,夜有多深,有主就够的。This
morning we will explore this question in two parts.
今天早晨我们要来一起来思想这个题目,从两个方面。The
first one, how can we obtain a true knowledge of Christ?
第一个,我们如何能够得着对基督的真认识?
Secondly, how can we experience Christ's sufficiency in our daily lives?
我们如何能够在我们每天的生活当中经历到基督是我的满足？
So we start with the first part.
所以我们从第一点开始。
How can we obtain a true knowledge of Christ?
我们如何能够得着对基督的真认识？
Once upon a time, I visit a museum.
一次我去参观一个博物馆。
And this museum has a very famous exhibition.
这个博物馆里面有一个很出名的展览。
It's for those precious stones.
是为着那些的宝石。
As I approached the room that contained the precious stones,
当我来到那个房间里面放宝石的地方,
I was quite excited.
我里面非常的兴奋。
As I approached the room from afar,
当我从远处进到那个房间里面,
I noticed something very special.
我看到一件事情非常的特别。
The room is actually dark.
那个房间它是很黑的。
It is not what I would expect.
不像我所期待想象的那样。
As I step into the room,
当我走到房间里面,
I realize why the room is so dark.
我才发现为什么这个房间是这么黑。
There are cabinets used to store the precious stone in the cabinets.
这个宝石是放在一个的柜子里面。
And in the cabinet, there are very tiny hidden light sources.
在这个柜子里面有一些很小的隐藏的在那里的射灯。
And the light sources only direct the light to the stone.
这些的射灯它是朝着那个宝石发光的。
It's a tiny little light sources.
是非常小的一个光源。
But this tiny little light sources reflected out of the precious stone.
但是就是这么小的一个光源它能够把宝石能够照射出来。
Therefore the precious stone was so brilliant.
所以这个宝石是如此的美。
But the backdrop is so dark.
这个背景是如此的黑。
Now I understand why they keep the whole room in dark.
现在我明白他为什么要让整个房间都是黑的。
Because you can only see the brilliancy of the precious stone in the backdrop of darkness.
因为你只有在一个背景是很黑的情况下，你才能够看见这个宝石在那里发光。
In that moment, I truly understand this English word, brilliant.
在那个时候我才真的明白英文当中有一个词叫做智慧。
No, brilliant. 就是灿烂。
哦, 灿烂发光。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
often it is in the darkest skies that we see the brightest stars.
弟兄姊妹们, 经常是在黑暗的时 情况里面，我们才看到天上明亮的晨曦。Our
Lord Jesus is the brightest star.
我们的主耶稣基督是最明亮的晨星。If
we want to have true knowledge of the brightest morning star,
如果我们要来得着这个最明亮晨星的真知识，we
must behold the star in the darkest sky.
我们只有在这个黑暗的情况里面，我们才能够看到它。Therefore,
if we truly want to grasp the fullness the sufficiency of Christ,
如果我们真的要来抓住基督是我的满足,
we must behold the Lord against the backdrop of darkness.
我们必须在一个黑暗的背景的前提下来认识我们的主。
So if we encounter the darkness in our lives,
如果我们在生活当中遇到了黑暗的情况,
we need to realize this is opportunity for us.
我们需要认出这是我们的机会。
To see the brightest morning star.
去看到这明亮的晨星。
I remember years ago when I was still in college.
我想起来很多年之前我仍然在大学里面读书。
That was a long time ago.
那是非常长时间以前了。
And one summer I joined a mission trip to southern Taiwan in a very, very deep mountain.
有一次在暑假的时候我参加了一个宣教的活动是在台湾的南部。
And we were there to serve both adults and the children.
我们在那里服侍小孩子也服侍成年的。
We served the children during the day.
我们在白天去服侍小孩子。
Then we served adults in the early morning.
在服侍成年人是在早晨的很早的时候。
Because adults need to work.
因为成年人他需要工作。
Therefore, our meeting is 6 a.m. in the morning.
所以我们的聚会是6点钟早晨就开始。
So we have to get up like 5.
所以我们五点钟就要起床。
Then we need to leave our cabin like 5:30.
我们需要离开我们所住的房间在五点半的时候。
So I thought I need a flashlight.
所以我觉得我需要一个手电筒。
Because in the mountain there's no street light.
因为在山里面是没有街灯的。
So on the first morning, 5:30, I step out of the cabin.
第一个早晨的五点半时候，我就从我的房间里面出来。
I thought I needed my flashlight.
我看我有一个手电筒。
But I don't need a flashlight at all.
但是我根本不需要手电筒。
I can see everything.
我可以看到所有的事物。
It's as clear, almost as daytime.
就像在白天所看的一样清楚。
To my surprise, in the sky,Full of stars.
我非常的惊讶，在这个天空里面满了星星。
Never seen before.
我从来没有见过这样的情况。
Never seen after.
但我之后也从来再没有见过。
The stars are so bright.
这个星星是如此的明亮。
I can see every stone on the ground.
我可以看到地上所有的石头。
I was so surprised by how many stars.In the sky.
我是如此的惊讶，天空当中有这么多的星星。
Only when I saw the star in the sky like that.
只有当我看到天空中星星那样的时候。
The promise that God made to Abraham makes sense to me.
神向着亚伯拉罕的应许在我里面才有了，我才明白。
I have no problem understand the amount of sand on the seashore.
我才明白，在像海沙一样那么多是容易明白的。
I never fully understood like a star in the sky.
我以前从来没有完全明白，就像天上的星一样。
Because I've never seen that many stars before.
因为我从来都没有见过在天上有这么多的星。
Brothers and sisters, the backdrop of darkness is necessity.
弟兄姊妹们，我们所遇到那个黑暗是必须的。
Without the backdrop of darkness, we cannot see the brightness of the star in its full glory.
没有这个黑暗的背景，我们是不可能够认识到这个明亮晨星所发的光辉。
You set out this room.
我们进到这个房间，出到这个房间外面。
You lift your head up, you look at the sky.
你把你的头抬起来，仰望天空。
You don't see the star.
你看不见星星。
But the star actually are there.
但其实星星在那里。
Just as many as you can possibly think.
就像你可以想到的一样。
But we don't have a dark backdrop.
但是我们没有一个黑暗的背景。
So what served the dark backdrop?What is that dark backdrop?
所以这个黑暗的背景是什么呢？
If we need that dark backdrop to see Christ,
如果我们需要那个黑暗的背景才能够来看到基督，
So what is that dark backdrop?
那个黑暗的背景是什么？
Actually, it is quite important in the Bible.
事实上，这是在圣经里面非常重要的。
Important enough, Bible used 4 books to describe this.
重要到一个地步，圣经用四卷的书来解释它。
Exodus，
出埃及记
；Leviticus，
利未记
；Numbers，
民数记
；Deuteronomy，
生命记。
Why the Bible use 4 books？
为什么圣经要用到四卷书
？To describe a history we have trouble reading it，
来解释这些我们难以明白的历史。
How many of us that intend to read the Bible？Through the Bible once a year.
我们有多少人定义一年把圣经读一遍？
Then we start in Genesis chapter 1.
我们从创世纪第一章第一节开始。
How many of us can go through the Leviticus?
我们多少人可以读到利未记呢？
If you get through the Leviticus, can you go through the Numbers?
如果你读完了利未记，你能把民数记也读完吗？
Why did God put those 4 books?In the Old Testament,
为什么神把这四卷书摆在旧约当中？
Because these 4 books describe the backdrop of darkness.
因为这四卷书解释到这个黑暗的背景。
The backdrop of darkness is the wilderness.
这个黑暗的背景是说到旷野。
To know Christ and experience His all sufficiency, we must be willing to enter into the wilderness.
我们要在经历当中来认识基督是我的满足，我们必须进到这个旷野里。
The wilderness is not optional.
旷野不是可选择的。
Throughout the history, the wilderness has proven to be a transformative place.
在整个的历史当中，旷野是一个能够改变我们的经历的地方。
Here individuals have come to know Christ and His all sufficiency.
每一个个人能够认识到基督是他的全有全足全丰。
It is in the wilderness where heavenly truths are best illuminated.
是在那个旷野里面，那个天上的启示才被点亮。
Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness of Midian.
摩西在40年在米甸的旷野里。
It is during this time that he developed an intimate knowledge of God.
他是在那个的情况里面才有一个对基督的真认识。
Similarly, during the darkest moment in Paul's life,
很相似的，在保罗他最黑暗的经历里面。
He had the most profound revelation of Christ.
他能够得着对基督最伟大的一个启示。
It was remarkable to see Paul's clear vision of Christ.
这是何等的奇妙，我们能看到保罗对基督的启示。
Even within the confines of a Roman prison.
即使在那个黑暗的罗马的监牢里面。
The epistle that Paul wrote in the prison,
保罗在监牢里所写的书信
shine like a brightest morning star,
就像最明亮的晨星在那里发光一样
reveal his revelation of Christ,
把保罗向着基督的启示向我们发明出来
Throughout history, God's people often been led into the wilderness.
在历史的当中，神的子民常常被带到旷野里
，to deepen their knowledge of Christ，
来加深他们对基督的认识。
Why is it necessary？
为什么是必要的呢
？Is there any other way？
有没有另外的一条路呢
？The wilderness journey is necessary。
旷野的经历是必须的
，because it helps us to recognize our own insufficiency.
因为这个帮助我们认识我们自己的不行不够。
We have a challenge.
我们有一个挑战。
The challenge is we think we are sufficient.
这个挑战就是我们以为我们可以。
Moses thought he was sufficient when he was in Egypt.
摩西在他在埃及的时候，他觉得他可以。
Israelites thought they were sufficient when they were in Egypt.
以色列人在埃及的时候，他们也觉得他们可以。
Only when they was led to wilderness, they realized they were not sufficient.
只有当他们被带到旷野的时候，他们才意识到我们是不够的。
The Apostle Paul often expressed joy in moments of weakness.
使徒保罗常常在软弱里面，去在那里讲到心中的喜乐。
Paul says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong."
保罗说，什么时候我软弱，什么时候我就刚强。
He recognized that it was precisely in his moment of weakness that he experienced the strength of the Lord.
他发现一件事情是，当他软弱的时候，他就经历到基督成为他的刚强。
His sorrow led to joy in Christ.
他的愁苦引他进到基督的喜乐。
His poverty led to abundance.In Christ.
他的贫穷引他认识基督的丰富。
So Paul saw these trials as the darkness before dawn.
保罗看到这个难处就好像是那个黎明。
Then he embraced his own weakness and rely on God's strength to overcome his challenges.
他来拥抱他的软弱，来因着神的刚强带领他走前面的路。
These transformative experiences often occur in the wilderness.
这些改变性的经历常常是在旷野的情况里面才出现的。
In such place, we are stripped of our self-reliance.
在那样的情况里面，我们对自己的自信都被打掉了。
We're compelled to depend solely on God.
我们好像被逼到一个地步，我们要来单单的依靠神。
Brother, sister, have you ever been to a place where you can only rely on God?
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有被带到一个情况里面，你只有单单的来依靠神？
There's nothing else.
其他的没有什么可靠的。
Then you know you are in wilderness.
然后你就知道我在旷野里面。
God intentionally removes our reliance on our own ability.
神有目的的要除去我们自己的自信和能力。
His desire is to make Christ everything to us.
他的旨意是要使基督成为我们的所有。
And this is actually the reason God called His people out of Egypt.
这就是神所呼召以色列人出埃及的目的。
Go into the wilderness to get to know Him.
到旷野里面来认识他。
Understand His sufficiency.
来认识他的全有、全足、全丰。
Brothers and sisters, only when we recognize our own insufficiency, we can begin to experience His sufficiency.
弟兄姊妹们，只有我们发现、认识到自己是不够的，我们才可能开始来认识主的丰富。
Let's see how the Lord led Israel to see His sufficiency.
我们来一起看神是如何引以色列人来认识他的丰富。
After escaping slavery in Egypt,
他们从那个埃及的为奴之地出来。
The Israelites led by Moses started journey through the wilderness.
以色列人他们开始从旷野的旅程。
Very quickly, they found their insufficient.
他们就发现他们不够。
They ran out of food.
他们就没有食物了。
It is impossible for them to handle the situation on their own.
靠着他们自己，他们没有办法去掌控那个环境。
Because it was not Egypt.
因为那里不是埃及。
They know how to find food in Egypt.
他们知道在埃及如何找食物。
But they do not know how to find food in the wilderness.
但是他们不知道在旷野里如何寻找食物。
In Egypt, they can rely on themselves.
在埃及，他们可以依靠自己。
But in the wilderness, they can only rely on the Lord.
但是在旷野，他们只有单单的来依靠主。
They realized their own weakness by complaining to Moses.
他们发现自己的软弱，所以他们向着摩西发抱怨。
So the absence of the food created a backdrop of darkness.
所以食物的缺乏就产生了他们一个黑暗的背景。
And from this backdrop of darkness, they saw the brightest star.
从这个黑暗的背景里面，他们看到那个明亮的晨星。
God sent manna.
神就降下玛纳
The heavenly food which symbolizes Christ.
这个从天上来的食物预表着基督
From heaven every morning.
从天上每天的早晨
And provide that food for them for 40 years.
神就供应他们食物有40年之久
For 40 years, they can see God's sufficiency every single day.
在40年之久的时间，他们每一天都经历神的供应与丰富。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see our own insufficiency.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要来认识到自己是不够的。
Before we can see God's sufficiency.
在我们认识神是我们的满足与丰富之前。
Later, they arrive at a place called Rephidim.
他们之后来到一个地方叫做
利非定。
利非定。
And there was no water.
那里没有水
and they became thirsty and complained to Moses.
他们就很渴，所以向摩西发抱怨
unable to solve the water problem.
要来解决这个没有水的缺乏的问题
just as he could not solve the food problem.
就像他没有办法解决食物缺乏的问题
again, the absence of water create another dark backdrop.
又像这次水的缺乏又在他们的生命当中产生了一个黑暗的背景
and they could not do anything about it
他们什么都做不了
they may be very skillful
他们也许有很多的技能
but they could not find water in the wilderness
但是他们在旷野里面找不到水
and God told Moses to strike a rock with his staff
所以神就告诉摩西你伸出杖来指着磐石
and water could come out to quench people's thirst
然后那个水就从磐石里面出来要解人的干渴
And the rock Moses struck symbolized Christ
那一个磐石就预表着基督
Manna was Christ
马拿预表基督
The water from the rock was Christ
那个磐石中所出来的水也预表基督
So this darkness allowed them to see Christ
所以这个黑暗使他们能够认识基督
Through these experiences in the wilderness
通过在旷野的经历
So Moses and Israelite gain a profound understanding that Christ is their sufficiency.
摩西跟以色列人认识到一件事情，神基督是他们的满足。
Not only they realize they are not sufficient in themselves.
他们不只认识到他们自己是不够的。
But they discover something precious. God is sufficient.
他们发现一件事情更宝贵的，就是神是够的，神是丰富。
In 2023 summer conference in San Antonio.
在2023年的暑期的一个夏令会当中。
And you know the children are most excited about conference.
你知道小孩子们对于夏令会都是非常兴奋的。
And they usually want to eat their dinners quickly, and then they just get outside playing.
他们经常很快的吃完晚饭，然后就跑出去玩。
So we have a little boy was playing outside with friends.
我们有一个小男孩，他在外面跟他的朋友在玩。
And all of a sudden, he fell backwards, and his back head hit the ground.
但突然他就从这样背着倒下，他的头就磕到了地上。
And there's blood all over.
血就是在地上很多。
A lot of blood on the ground.
在地上有很多的血。
So 911 was called and the ambulance came and the boy was sent to an emergency.
所以他们就打了911，然后救护车就来了，把这个小孩送到了急救室。
There is such a scene during a time of conference.
我想在夏令会当中看到这样的情况是。很可怕的。
It certainly is a backdrop of darkness.
这个实在是一个黑暗的背景。
We thank the Lord in a few hours the boy came back.
我们感谢主，几个小时之后，这个小男孩就回来了。
And stay in the conference until the end.
然后就一直待在夏令会，直到夏令会结束。
But when he was in an emergency, then they trying to clear everything up.
当他在急诊室里面，那些护士就去。清理他那些伤口跟血。
And they found that the wound is actually very tiny.
他们就发现原来那个伤口其实是非常小的。
Two stitches.
也就是两个那个缝针的线那么长。
So it's a very tiny wound.
是非常小的。
I don't understand why there were so many blood on the ground.
但是我们不知道为什么地上有那么多的血。
I think that created just such a darkness in our heart.
我想那个。那么多血的一个情况，实在在我们心中产生了一个巨大的黑暗。
So at the time we were so grateful that the boy was okay.
所以在那个时候，我们心中满了感激，这个小男孩没有事情。
But something very unique happened afterwards.
但是之后，另外一件很奇妙的事情发生。
And when we came back, then there was a gospel friend.
当我们回来之后，有一个福音朋友。
Who saw this thing happen from end to end?
他亲眼目睹了那件事情的所有经过。
Then he asked to be baptized.
然后他就要求要来受浸。
Then we said, well, why you want to be baptized? The conference is not a gospel camp.
然后我们就问他，你为什么要来受浸呢？这个夏令会不是福音聚会。
And there's no gospel message being preached.
也没有任何的福音信息在那里传讲。
There's no gospel group in the summer conference.
也没有福音组在夏令会里面。
Why were you...Why were you decide to baptize?
你为什么要决定要来受浸呢？
He said because I saw the boy.
他就说我看到了那个男孩。
I saw his parents.
我看到了他的父母。
I saw this family in this darkness.
我看到了这个家庭在这个黑暗的情况里面。
What I saw, I could not believe.
当我看的时候，我就不能不相信。
I could not believe there are Christians like that.
我不能够相信基督徒原来是这样的。
The way they react, the way they live their lives through this darkness.
他们如何的反应，如何在这个黑暗里面当中经过。
To a gospel friend is impossible.
对于一个福音朋友来说是不可能的。
Therefore, he concluded, this is true.
所以他就得出一个结论，这是真的。
Whatever they say to me before is true.
他们之前向我所传讲的都是真的。
This Jesus is true.
这个耶稣是真的。
Out of this backdrop of darkness,
在这个黑暗的背景下面，
someone has seen the life of Christ.
某人他看到了基督的生命。
Without this backdrop of darkness,
没有这个黑暗的背景，
and this gospel friend could not see the life of Christ.
这个福音朋友是不会看到基督的生命。
Brother and sister, have you ever considered this possibility?
弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有想过这样的情况？
Now you have the darkness.
现在你有一个黑暗。
You encounter challenges in your life.
在你的生命当中，你遇到了巨大的挑战。
Have you ever considered now this is the opportunity for the life of Christ to shine.
你从来有没有想过，这是我的一个机会，能够让基督的生命在我里面发光？
If you never react this way,
如果你从来都没有这样的反应过，
maybe something needs to be changed in your life.
也许在你的生命里面有某些东西需要改变。
Maybe we need to face the challenge in our life in a completely different way.
也许我们需要面对这个难处有一个完全不同的态度。
Maybe we should learn from Apostle Paul.
也许我们需要向使徒保罗来学习。
Because of his weakness.
在他的软弱里面，他在那里夸胜。
Because when he is weak, he is strong.
当他什么时候软弱了，他就刚强。
It's not a problem. We confess our weakness.
去在那里承认我们的软弱，没有什么大不了。
Because we are weak.
因为我们本来就软弱。
There's nothing unique about our weakness. We are all weak.
我们的软弱没有什么特别，因为我们都软弱。
But in our weakness, we can see that he.Can become our strength.
但是我们在软弱里面，我们能够看到他成为我们的能力。
And that is testimony.
这才是见证。
So when you have a difficulty in your life,
所以当你在你的生活里面遇到难处
，you need to grab this opportunity.
你需要抓住这个机会
，to be his testimony.
来成为他的见证。
There's no better opportunity.To be God's testimony when we are in difficulty.
没有一个更好的机会能够帮助我们成为神的见证，乃是在难处当中。
Friends, sisters, let's come to the second part.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在来到第二点。
How do we experience this in our daily lives?
在我们每天的生活当中，我们如何经历到呢？
Again, we need to learn from Israelites.
我们需要从以色列人身上来学习。
There's a reason God put their history in the Bible.
神把他们的历史放在圣经里面是有原因的。
It's for us to learn from them.
是值得我们来学习的。
I think we all understand this when they travel from Egypt to the Promised Land.
我想当他们从旷野到了应许之地。
And in between is the wilderness.
在这个之间是旷野。
There is about 38 to 40 years of journey in the wilderness.
大概有38年到40年的情况。
And in the wilderness, there's no established road.
在这个旷野里面是没有修好的路的。
So how in the world they can travel 40 years without roads?
他们怎么可能在一个没有路的情况下能够在那里走38年、40年呢？
Without a road.Without the freeway, how can you and I come to this Lebanon?
没有
Lebanon,
没有路，没有高速的话，我们怎么来到这个营地呢？
And they don't have compass.
他们也没有指南针。
If you do not have road, you do not have compass. How can you travel from Egypt all the way to Canaan?
如果你没有路，没有指南针，你怎么可能从旷野进到迦南呢？
Today is the same way we live in the wilderness.
今天我们是一样的，我们住在旷野里。
This world is wilderness.
这个世界就是旷野。
There is no established road.
没有一个修好的路。
How you and I can travel all the way to the promised land?
你跟我如何能够进到应许之地里？
The Lord provides the cloud, the pillar of cloud.And pillar of fire.
主就在那里提供了云柱与火柱在那里引导。
The presence of the cloud was essential for their travel.
云柱就成为他们在那里行路的指引。
And the presence of the cloud represents the presence of the Holy Spirit.
云柱就在那里预表着圣灵。
It is the cloud.Lead them through the wilderness.
是云柱引他们经过旷野。
Therefore, today, it is the Holy Spirit that leads us through this wilderness.
所以今天是圣灵引导我们经过旷野。
We may ask, what is the purpose of the work of Holy Spirit?
我们也许会问，圣灵工作的目的是什么呢？
Then we need to. Think about the purpose of the cloud.
我们需要来思想云柱的目的是什么。
The purpose of the pillar of cloud and fire.
云柱与火柱的目的。
Was to lead the Israelites into Canaan.
乃是要来引导以色列人进入迦南。
The Israelites found their sufficiency in the land of Canaan.
以色列人在迦南地里面得着他们的满足。
They could not find their sufficiency in Egypt.
他们没有办法在埃及得着满足。
Nor can they find their sufficiency in the wilderness.
也不可能在旷野里得着满足。
They can only find their sufficiency in the land of Canaan.
他们只有在迦南地那里得着满足。
Today is the same way.
今天也是一样的。
We cannot find our sufficiency in this world.
我们不可能在这个世界里得着满足。
No matter how hard we try.
不管我们有多努力
we will never find our sufficiency.
我们永远也得不着满足
But we can also not be able to find our sufficiency in the wilderness.
我们也不可能在旷野里得着满足
We can only find our sufficiency in Christ.
我们只有在基督里才可能得着满足
Our land of Canaan.
我们的迦南地
Our promised land.
我们的应许之地
It is the Holy Spirit that leads us into Christ.
乃是圣灵引我们进到基督里
And our Lord Jesus lived an example life for us.
我们的主耶稣基督为我们有一个榜样
Now, He set an example for all of us how to live.
他为我们设立了一个榜样我们要来如何生活
When He came to this earth, He was baptized.
当他来到这个地上，在那里受浸。
And when he was praying, the heaven was open.
当他在那里祷告，天就开了。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove.
圣灵就像那个鸽子的形状一样降在主耶稣的身上。
And he was anointed by the Holy Spirit.
他就被圣灵所膏抹。
And from that moment onward,
从那个时候开始
his entire life was directed and empowered.By the Holy Spirit.
他的整个的生命跟生活是因着圣灵的能力在生活的。
In all his actions, Jesus followed the leading of the Holy Spirit.
他所有的行动都是在那里跟随圣灵的引导。
He never acted on his own.
他从来没有靠着自己做什么。
Can you believe this?
你能相信吗?
The Son of the Living God never acted on his own.
这位真永生神的儿子从来不靠自己做什么。
My father is working now, and I myself am working.
我的父如今做工，我也做工。
Indicate that all his works were the result of the Father working in him.
就说明主所有的行动都是因着神在他里面在做工。
If Father is not working in him, Jesus does not work.
如果父不在主的里面做工，耶稣就不做。
He said, "I do the works that the Father has given me."
主说，我做父所赐给我的工。
Therefore, he only performed the works that Father intended for him.
所以他只做父要他做。
If Father did not intend for him to do a work, he does not do it.
如果父的旨意不让他做，他就不做。
He even said.For I did not speak on my own initiative.
So, 他也说到我自己不会去做。
But the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment.
但是神给我了命令。
As to what to say and what to speak.
告诉我来说什么做什么。
Think of this.
想一想看。
We're all marveled by, The word of the Lord from his mouth.
我们因着主所说的话何等的惊奇。
But can you imagine he did not speak any of these words on his own?
但你能想到吗？主所说的所有的话都不是靠着自己说的。
It is Father who asked him to speak.
乃是天上的父让他说的。
So you see, through the Holy Spirit, there is a remarkable union.Between the Son of God and the Father God.
所以你看到圣灵在这里带下了一个完美的合一，是神的儿子与神合一。
And it is this union This union with God the Father is ultimate source of Jesus' sufficiency.
这个与父完美的合一成为基督里面的满足。
Brothers and sisters, it is sent for us.
弟兄姊妹们，对我们也是一样的。
The union, our union with Christ is our ultimate source of sufficiency.
我们与基督的联合成为我们那个满足最终的源头。
Jesus, just as Lord Jesus lived his life according to the Holy Spirit, we should do the same.
就像耶稣基督他照着圣灵的引导在生活，我们今天也要这样来生活。
Today we have access to the same Holy Spirit that anoints Jesus Christ.
今天我们能够认识的圣灵乃与那天高主耶稣的圣灵是一样的。
The same Holy Spirit who anointed Jesus also anoints us.
同一位高抹耶稣的圣灵今天也高抹我们。
When we understand this truth, we will rejoice in living a life that is governed by the Holy Spirit.
当我们明白这个真理，我们就要因着能够被圣灵管制，里面充满喜乐。
It is through the Holy Spirit we are brought into a union with Christ.
那是通过圣灵的引导，我们今天被带到与基督的联合里面。
And actually, this truth was beautifully illustrated in the story of Ruth.
我想这一个的真理是在路德的故事里面被完美的表现出来。
Ruth did not find her sufficiency in Moab.
路德在摩亚地没有找到她的满足。
Although, she had a husband.
即使她有一个丈夫。
But she never finds sufficiency in Moab.
但是她从来没有在摩亚地找到满足。
Then she decided to follow, Naomi back to Bethlehem.
所以她就跟着拿俄米回到了
When they returned to Bethlehem, their hands were empty.
当他们回到伯利恒，那里是基本上空的。
And Ruth's sufficiency did not come from the leftover grains she gleaned from the field of Boaz.
路德的丰富与满足不是从波阿斯所遗留下来的遗产里得到。
Even if she was grateful that she can glean the leftover grain from the field of Boaz.
即使她里面很感激能够从波阿斯的那个田地里面能够得着她所得的应得的份。
But the leftover grain was not her sufficiency.
但是所剩下的这些田地没有办法成为她的满足。
Brother and sister, are we satisfied by leftover grain?
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天是不是因着这些剩下的一点的田地，我们就满足呢？
Are we come to the meeting to glean some leftover grains?
我们就来到这个聚会里面，我们得着一点剩下的宝贝。
Are we come to the retreat, hope to glean some leftover grains?
我们就来到这个夏令会里面，我们就得着一点那些被剩下遗留下来的东西。
Maybe Ruth was just as happy as having some leftover grains.
也许路德在那天他得着了一些剩下的，他就很满足了。
But Naomi was not satisfied.
但是拿俄米心里不满足。
Holy Spirit is not satisfied.
圣灵也不满足。
Holy Spirit will never satisfy unless we were brought into a union with Christ.
圣灵永远不会满足，直到我们被带进与基督的联合里。
Ruth's sufficiency did not come from the 6 measures of barley that Boaz gave to her.
路德的满足绝不是来自于那个六捆的麦子波阿斯给他的。
No, it's such a grace that Boaz can do this grace.
这实在是恩典，波阿斯能够这样的对待他。
Ruth may be very grateful.
也许路德里面很感恩。
But Naomi was not satisfied.
但是拿俄米他不满足。
The 6th measure of barley was not Ruth's sufficiency.
这六捆的麦子不是路德的满足。
Are we looking for 6 measures of barley?
我们是不是在那里找那六捆的大麦呢？
Naomi was not satisfied.
拿俄米不满足。
Holy Spirit will never satisfy.
圣灵也绝不会满足。
Therefore, Naomi guided Ruth step by step.
所以拿俄米在那里一步一步的引导路德。
Into a union with Boaz.
直到与伯阿斯有联合。
Ultimately, Ruth's sufficiency came from her union with Boaz.
最后，路德的满足乃是来自于与波阿斯的联合。
What a beautiful story!
这是何等美丽的故事。
Illustrate this truth.
向我们表明这个真理。
Our sufficiency will only come from our union with Christ.
我们的满足只有与基督的联合当中才能够得着。
And this union with Christ was led by the Holy Spirit.
这个与基督的联合乃是因着圣灵的引导。
Boaz represents Christ.
波阿斯在那里预表基督。
And Naomi represents the Holy Spirit.
拿俄米预表着圣灵。
So this story is such a good example.
所以这个故事是何等好的一个例子。
How a person can travel from Moab all the way to Bethlehem.
一个人如何能够从摩亚进到伯利恒。
And from Bethlehem to the house of Boaz.
从伯利恒又进到波阿斯的家里。
Union with Boaz bring her sufficiency.
与波阿斯的联合带给她满足。
This is the reality of a normal Christian life.
这是正常基督徒生活所该有。
Every normal Christian should live like Ruth.
每一个正常的基督徒都该像路德一样的生活。
Every step of the way was led by Holy Spirit.
我们所经过的每一步都要来被圣灵所引导。
We thank the Lord for the leftover grains.
我们感谢主给我们留下了很多美好的遗产。
But we move forward.
但我们要往前走。
We thank the Lord for the sixth measure of barley.
我们感谢主给我们有这六捆的麦子。
But we move forward.
但我们要往前去。
Because Holy Spirit move forward.
因为圣灵在那里往前。
He will guide us step by step.
他要在那里一步一步地引导我们。
Until one day we are in a union with Boaz.
直到我们有一天进到与波阿斯的联合当中。
Until one day we are in union with Christ.
直到有一天我们进到与基督的联合。
The only union with Christ is our ultimate source of sufficiency.
只有与基督的联合才是我们满足的那个源泉。
Brothers and sisters, this is a normal Christian life.
弟兄姊妹们，这是正常的基督徒生活。
It's not reserved for a specific individual, a few persons.
这不是留给那些很特殊的个别的人的。
This is for you and me.
这是为着你和我的。
This is for every child of God.
这是为着所有每一个神的儿女。
Every child of God.We need to enter into the land of Canaan.
每一个神的儿女都需要进到迦南地里面。
It is necessity to enter into the promised land.
这是必须的，我们要进到应许之地。
Because only in the promised land, Israelite will find their sufficiency.
只有在应许之地里面，以色列人才找到他们的满足。
How do we follow the leading of Holy Spirit?In our daily lives,
我们今天每天的生活里面如何跟从圣灵的引导
？You know when the Christ was nailed on the cross.
你知道我们主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候
？When he died on the cross,
当他死在十字架上的时候
，the temple veil, an immense weighty curtain,
那个幔子就裂开了
，was torn in two from top to bottom.
从上到下裂开了，断为两半。
And it symbolized the barrier between the heaven and earth was removed.
它就预表着那个天与地之间的那个间隔与阻拦被破开了。
Allowing for a direct and unobstructed interaction between God and man.
使我们今天人和神之间有一个没有拦阻、没有间隔的直接的关系。
So when Jesus died on the cross,
当耶稣死在十字架上的时候
the heaven was open.
天就开了。
And this open heaven remains open forever.
这一个敞开的天是直到永远的。
Because his sacrifice made us holy once and for all.
因着主的献上使我们一次到永远成为圣洁。
This atonement is everlasting.
这一个赎罪祭是永远的。
Heaven to be open forever.
这个天是被永远的打开了。
So today, the issue is not whether the heaven is open or not.
所以今天的问题不是天有没有开。
No, I love to hear some brothers pray, Lord, open the heavens.
我实在喜欢有一些弟兄的祷告，主啊，求你把天向我敞开。
I think it's still a good prayer.
我想这仍然是一个好的祷告。
Because the open heaven need to be a reality in us.
因为敞开的天需要在我们里面成为实际。
So that equivalent of asking the Lord open heaven to for me.
所以我们就要来祷告求主使我这个天向我是敞开的。
But in fact, the heaven remain open forever.
但是事实上这个天是永远的敞开的。
Today is not.We need the Lord to open the heaven again.
今天的问题不是我们需要神再一次把天向我们敞开。
Today, the issue is how do we live our lives under this open heaven?
今天我们的问题是在每天的生活当中，我如何活在这个敞开的天之下？
How are you and I to live in the truth that heaven is open?
你跟我如何活在这个天是敞开的真理之下？
How can we let this dove?The Holy Spirit rests in us.
我们如何让这个鸽子圣灵能够在我们的身上得着安息呢？
That is the issue today.
这是我们今天所面对的问题。
Heaven is open.
天已经开了。
Holy Spirit descended like a dove.
圣灵像鸽子一样降下来。
But can the Holy Spirit find a resting place in you and in me?
但是圣灵能否在你跟我的身上找着安息呢？
We need to prepare our heart for landing.For landing space for the Holy Spirit.
我们需要预备我们的心，使圣灵能够在我们里面得着那个安息的地。
But how can we prepare for that?
但是我们今天如何预备呢？
How can we prepare our heart so the dove can land in our heart?
我们如何预备我们的心，使圣灵能够安息呢？
We thank Apostle John.
我们感谢使徒约翰。
He said in the First John, chapter 2:27.
他就在约翰一书二章十七节说
Such a precious verses.
这是何等宝贵的圣经。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。
And you have no need for anyone to teach you.
你们不需要别人来教导你们。
But as his anointing teaches you about all things.
这个恩膏会在凡事上教导你。
And it's true, and it's not lying.
是真的，不是假的。
Just as he has taught you, you abide in him.
你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里。
This verse holds the key to live a normal Christian life.
这一节的圣经讲到我们正常基督徒生活的关键。
And this verse is how we live under the open heaven.
这一节的圣经说到我们今天如何活在一个敞开的天之下。
We're often anxious and unsure about what to do or what to say.
我们经常里面不知道不确定我们要说什么做什么。
We seek guidance from others.
我们在向别人寻求一些的引导。
However, this verse reminds us that we have no need for anyone to teach us.
但是这节圣经在那里告诉我们，我们不需要别人教训我们。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit abides in us.
这个圣灵恩膏的教训住在我们的里面。
Will teach us about all things.
在凡事上教训我们。
Jesus even said, "Do not worry about how and what you are to say."
耶稣也曾经教导门徒，你不要担心向着在人的面前说什么。
For it will be given you in that hour what you are to say.
因为父要在那个时候告诉你说什么，做什么。
When we surrender to the Lord,
当我们向主降服我们自己。
Placing our confidence in Him.
我们把我们的信靠摆在主的上
去。Trusting that Christ is our wisdom and strength.
我们相信主是我们的智慧。
We become united with Christ.
我们就与基督联合。
If we truly united with Christ.
如果我们真的与基督联合。
Then it's not us who speak.
那个时候就不是我们在说。
It is the Spirit of the Father who speaks in us.
那是神的灵在我们里面说。
A couple of weeks ago in the Friday night Bible study,
在几周前的周五的一个查经聚会
and we have a sister who was quite excited actually.
我们有一个姊妹，她很兴奋
Then she said, "I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit."
她说我听到圣灵向我说话
Okay, then we heard her story.
我们就听了她的故事
One morning, then when Her daughter need to go to swimming practice.
有一天早晨，她的女儿需要去上游泳的课。
Then her daughter dropped a word as her mother to find her contact lenses for her.
她就是让她的母亲去帮她找到那个隐形眼镜在哪里。
Because she need to go.
因为她需要离开了。
So she begged her mother to try to find the contact lens.
所以她就请她的母亲去帮她找到隐形眼镜。
So as a mother will do, she start trying to find contact lens.
所以那个母亲就在那里很努力的去找隐形眼镜。
All of a sudden, there's a voice in his heart.
突然他的心里面就有一个声音。
You will not find the contact lens.
你找不到那个隐形眼镜。
I want your daughter to find her contact lens herself.
我要你的女儿她自己来找到那个隐形眼镜。
That was very strange.
这是很奇怪的。
You won't hear anything like that.
你不会听到像这样的声音。
But it was just so clear.
但是又是那么的清楚。
As a good mother,
作为一个 好母亲，
she couldn't resist, keep finding.
她没有办法停下来，所以她就继续去找。
Spend an hour.
她就花了一个小时的时间。
Found nothing.
什么都没找着。
I have to stop.
所以他就必须要停下来。
Then after the swimming lesson, the girl came back.
所以那个游泳课结束之后，那个女孩就回来了。
And the girl rushed to her rooms, trying to look for contact lens.
所以那个小女孩就跑到她的房间里面去找她的隐形眼镜。
Before changing, the swimming clothes.
她游泳穿的衣服都还没来得及脱下。
Again, spent an hour.
然后又花了一个时间。
Didn't find anything.
又花了一个小时，什么都没找到。
So、finally, she went to the bathroom.
所以最后，她就进到了卫生间里。
Need to change.
需要换下衣服。
Then all of a sudden, she screamed in the bathroom.
然后突然，她就在卫生间里面尖叫。
She said, "Mom, I found my contact lens."
她说：“妈妈，我找到我的隐形眼镜了。
”It stick on her body.
她原来是贴在她的身上。
For all the time, she was in the swimming pool.
在游泳池那么长的时间，那个隐形眼镜都贴在他的身上。
Until when you want to change the swimming, then realize the contact lens was right on her body.
直到他又在那里换泳衣的时候，他才发现，哦，原来这个隐形眼镜是贴在我的身上。
Now the mother realized this is exactly what the Holy Spirit was telling her.
这个时候，那个母亲就意识到，哦，原来这的确是圣灵在向我讲话。
You will not find the contact lens.
你是找不到隐形眼镜的。
I want your daughter to find her contact lens herself.
我要你的女儿自己来找到它。
Then mother sharing this story with the daughters.
然后这个母亲就向这个女儿分享了这个故事。
What a life lessons!
这是多么生动的一个生活的经历。
What a precious lesson!
多么宝贵的功课。
On such a small thing.
在这么小的事情上面。
Losing a contact lens is quite common, right?
我们丢了一个隐形眼镜是经常发生的。
You know, I do not know a person who wear contact lens without losing before.
我从来没有见过一个人戴隐形眼镜没有丢过的。
But have you seen the star while you lose your contact lens?
但是当你把你的隐形眼镜丢掉，你有没有看到这个明亮的晨星？
Brother and sister, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is true.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵的恩膏在我们里面是真的。
It's not a lie.
不是假的。
We have to pay attention to it.
我们需要注意。
I have a very similar experience.
我有一个很类似的经历。
One day, I was informed by others that there is a brother who was doing certain things.
有一天，有一个另外一个弟兄在做一件事情。
I was informed.
我被告知有一个弟兄做了一件事情。
I was quite disturbed in my spirit.
我的灵里面很受搅扰。
I thought he shouldn't do that.
我觉得那个弟兄不该这么做。
No, I almost pick up the phone right away.
我就差一点就要拿起电话打给他。
But I have a little practice, that I didn't do that.
但是我有一点的学习，所以我没有那么做。
But I thought I'm going to talk to this brother next day.
所以我就觉着明天我要跟这个弟兄谈一谈。
I was quite determined.
我里面已经决定了。
No, I already give you a little mercy. I didn't call you tonight.
我已经给了你一点的怜悯，今晚没有打电话给你。
But tomorrow we will have a conversation.
但是明天我们要好好谈一谈。
But thank the Lord that
God raised the circumstances that I could not have any opportunity to talk to him for next maybe even 10 days.
但我们感谢主，神就兴起环境，使我在接下来的十天里面，我都没有机会去跟他谈。
But during this time of waiting, I realized what the Lord was doing.
在这个等待的时间里面，我才发现主在做什么。The
Lord does not want me to approach the brother.
主没有要让我去来跟那个弟兄谈。Instead,
he wants this brother to come approach me.
相反的，主希望这个弟兄来找我谈。I
got it.
我明白了。So
I knew why I would stop.
所以我明白了我为什么停下来。So
I determined I would continue to wait until this brother approached me.
所以我就决定我不会动，直到那个弟兄来找我。If
he did not approach me, I would not approach him.
如果他不来找我，我也不会去找他。
This is not easy, actually, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这个其实是不容易的。
I do not know how long I have to wait.
我不知道我还要等多久。
What if he never approached me?
如果他都一直都不来找我怎么办呢？
But I was very clear. This is what the Holy Spirit guides me.
但是我很清楚，这是圣灵引导我这么做。
And one day, he approached me.
有一天，他就来找我了。
And this set everything correctly.
这个把所有的事情好像都搞对了。
It was a potentially potential trouble.
这个有可能是会成为一个问题的。
Even I approach him, then he might feel that I call him.
即使我去找他，他可能觉得我是针对他，扎到他。
So it's not ideal.
这个不是一个理想的情况。So
I have to wait.
所以我必须要来等。
The Lord is faithful.
但是主是信实的。
And the Lord evidently is working in multiple places and multiple hearts.
主实在在环境当中，在人的心中在做事情。
Then he finally approached me.
然后他最后就来找我。
Then we can start everything correctly.
然后我们就可以把所有的事情搞对了。
Brothers and sisters, this is how we live our life under the open heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们今天如何在一个敞开的天底下来生活。
It is hard to see guidance in those kind of things.
在那样的情况里面来寻求引导是不容易的。
Our sister cannot call someone and say, what should I do?
我们的姊妹不能去打电话告诉别人问我要怎么做呢？
No, I could not either.
我也没有办法这么做。
Because I don't even know if I have advice from someone, that advice is trustworthy.
因为我不知道我从别人那里得着的建议是不是可信的。
But the Holy Spirit is always right.
但是圣灵永远是对的。
If he moved me this way, he will move the brother the other way, and this thing will come together.
如果他在我的里面这么引导我，在另外的弟兄的心里面那样引导他，这两件事情就对了。
I have to just follow the leading of Holy Spirit and trust the Lord will lead him as well.
我需要来相信神圣灵在我里面的引导，也要来相信圣灵在那位弟兄里面的引导。
I can do nothing to move him.
我没有办法做任何的事情来感动他。
So I can only submit to the leading of Holy Spirit.
我只有降服在圣灵的引导下。
And have a full faith the Lord will accomplish His work.
能够完全的相信主自己会来完成他的工作。
Brothers and sisters, I think you get the pictures.
弟兄姊妹们，我想你应该明白我所要表达的。
It is the small things in life.
这是在生活当中很小的事情。
It's not the big things in life.
这不是一件很大的事情。
Of course, the bigger thing also is an opportunity, but it doesn't not necessary to be big things.
当然了，大的事情也能成为我们今天的机会，但是它不一定需要是一个大事情。
I should say the bigger thing is a bigger opportunity.
或者是我应该这么说，大的更大的事情是一个更大的机会。
But the small thing is also very useful to us.
但是小的事情对我们来说也是非常有用的。
How many opportunities we have missed in the past.
我们在过去的生活经历当中，多少的机会我们是错过了。
How many times we ignore, then we lose the contact lens.
多少的时候我们就在那里忽略，我们就忘掉那个隐形眼镜了。
How many opportunity in life we can learn from to obey Holy Spirit?
多少我们在生活当中的经历，我们可以来学听圣灵的引导呢？
How many times in the service in the body of Christ we miss opportunity?
多少的时候在身体当中的生活与服事里面，我们错过这个机会。
You say how do I know I have opportunity?
你会问我怎么知道有机会呢？
Whenever you have a difficulty,
当你有
you have opportunity.
当你有难处的时候，这就是机会。
We have plenty of difficulty in services, right?
我们在服事里面有很多的机会，不对吗？
I don't know any places that there's no difficulties.
我从来没有见过任何一个地方没有难处的。
If you tell me that there are certain places that have no difficulties, please let me know. I need to visit them.
如果你告诉我你见过一个地方一个聚会没有难处，你告诉我我要去。
I don't think there's any place on earth that has no difficulties.
我不相信在这个地上有任何一个地方它没有难处的。
But we have to realize, we have to change our mindset that the difficulties are opportunities.
但是我们今天需要来改变我们的心思，这个难处乃是我们的机会。
Holy Spirit arranged for us, for our benefits.
圣灵为着我们的好处在那里安排环境。
We should grab hold of the opportunities.
我们需要抓住环境。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn how to hear the voice of Holy Spirit.From the day we are baptized,
弟兄姊妹们，我们从受浸那一天开始，我们就要来学习如何听圣灵的声音。
The Spirit has a unique language.
圣灵有一个特殊的语言。
If you want to hear the voice of Holy Spirit, of course you need to know the language of the Holy Spirit.
如果你今天要来听圣灵的声音，你当然要来学习圣灵的语言是什么。
What is the language of Holy Spirit?
圣灵所用的语言是什么？
When Jesus was baptized,
当耶稣受浸的时候
during which the Spirit of God descended like a dove and came to rest on him,
神的灵就像鸽子一样降下来在他的身上
rest on him,
在他的身上找着安息
can the dove rest in my heart?
这一个圣灵的鸽子能否在我的心里找着安息呢？
Something we have to consider carefully.
这是我们需要很认真的来思考的。
Can the dove settle in my heart?
圣灵的鸽子能否在我的心里安息呢？
The settling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts give us the peace of Christ.
圣灵在我们里面安息落脚，能够给我们基督的平安。
The peace of Christ is the language of the Holy Spirit.
基督的平安乃是圣灵的声音。
Brothers and sisters, this is the language of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，这是圣灵的声音。
So when you start consider this matter of following the Holy leading of Holy Spirit,
所以当你在那里想到如何来跟从圣灵的引导
，You need to ask yourself, Do I have peace of Christ?
你需要问你自己，基督在我里面有安息吗？
The dove, can the dove rest in my heart?
这个鸽子能否在我的心里得着安息呢？
If the dove rests in my heart,
如果这个鸽子在我的心里得着安息，
then I know I have peace of Christ.
那我就知道我有基督的平安。
I can move forward.
我可以往前。
This is why Apostle Paul encouraged all of us.To let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
这就是为什么使徒保罗在那里劝勉我们，要让基督的平安在那里引导你。
The peace of Christ is like a referee.
基督的平安好像是一个裁判一样。
When you are in a sports game, you listen to the referee.
当你在一个体育的竞技比赛里面，你要听裁判的。
When we follow the Holy Spirit, we need to listen to the peace of Christ.
当我们在那里跟随圣灵，我们需要听从基督的平安在里面引导我们。
This verse is not only hold true for our personal life.
这一节的圣经不只是对我们个人的生活是这样。
It is very useful for our corporate life.
在我们团体的生活当中也是非常有用的。
When we have some issues corporately,
当我们团体当中出现一些问题。
It's an opportunity to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们跟随圣灵引导的机会。
Listen to the voice of Holy Spirit in our heart.
来听圣灵在我们心里的声音。
And trust our brother will do the same.
要相信我们的弟兄也要如此。
Pray for our brother who will obey the leading of Holy Spirit.
为着我们的弟兄祷告，他也要来听圣灵的引导。
When both you and your brother follow the leading of Holy Spirit, then you meet in the middle.
你和你的弟兄都要来听圣灵的引导，你们就可以在那里好像见面一样把事情弄对了。
Then you learn how the Holy Spirit works in your corporate life.
之后你就明白圣灵如何在团体当中来做工。
Brother and sister, every difficulty, every challenge is an opportunity.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个难处，每一个困难都是我们的机会。
We need to seize this opportunity.
我们需要来抓住这些的机会。
To follow the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
来跟随云柱与火柱的引导。
If we follow Holy Spirit faithfully,
如果我们是忠心的跟从圣灵的引导，
then He will lead us into a union with Christ.
他就会引我们进到与基督的联合里面。
Brothers and sisters, the most effective way to know Christ is to let go of worldly influences.
弟兄姊妹们，最有效能够认识基督的方式乃是放下所有一切属世的影响。
Must leave Egypt.
我们必须要离开埃及。
Then we enter into the wilderness.
然后我们就进到旷野里。
Rely on God's provisions.
我们要来在那里依靠神的供应。
In the wilderness, we realize our insufficiency.
在旷野里面，我们认识到自己的不够。
Then we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们就跟随圣灵的引导。
Toward a union with Christ.
直到我们与基督联合。
The union with Christ is ultimate source.Of our sufficiency.
与基督的联合乃是我们里面满足最终的那个源头。
David was the person who experienced this personally.
大卫乃是他亲身经历到了这件事情。
Therefore, he urges to seek one thing from the Lord.
所以他就在那里激发我们要寻求一件事情。
Which is to dwell in the house of the Lord.
乃是要在住在神的殿中。
All the days of our lives.
在他的一生当中都要住在神的殿中。
Behold his beauty and to meditate in his presence.
来瞻仰他的荣美，来见他的面。
This exhortation aims to inspire us to seek a deeper and more intimate knowledge of Christ.
这一个的鼓励与劝勉实在需要激发我们来更深的来认识与基督的联合。
How did David develop such an intimate knowledge of Christ?
大卫是如何能够产生这样真实深刻对基督的认识？
Because he spent 10 years in the wilderness.
因为他花了有十年之久的时间在旷野里面。
Seeking refuge from King Saul.
他在那里躲避扫罗的追杀。
In the wilderness, David developed a deeper understanding of Lord's characters.
大卫在十年旷野的逃难生活当中，他认识到了基督的性格。
He wrote such a beautiful song.
所以他就写下如此美好的诗篇。
Reflect the brilliance of the Lord he saw in the wilderness.
能够在那里显明他在旷野当中所认识基督的那个光辉。
Can you imagine if we take those 10 years away from David?
你能够想象如果我们把大卫那十年逃难的经历拿走吗？
How many songs we need to remove?
有多少的诗篇要从圣经里面被拿走吗？
You can try to do a study.How many songs we would not have if David did not spend 10 years in the wilderness?
你可以去找一找，如果大卫那十年的旷野生活被拿走，有多少的诗篇在圣经当中不会有记载？
What a loss for us if David didn't spend 10 years in the wilderness.
如果大卫那十年没有在旷野，对我们来说是何等大的损失？
Not just us. Generation of generation of God's people.
不只是我们，世世代代神的儿女。
We all benefit by the songs that David wrote through the experience of his life in wilderness.
我们都因着大卫在旷野所得的经历，我们得着帮助。
So the wilderness experience is worthwhile.
所以旷野的经历是值得的，必须的。
It's worthwhile for the generations to come.
是为着世世代代都是必须的。
Brother and sister, we are closer and closer to the Lord's second coming.
弟兄姊妹们，我们 主的再来比我们是越来越近。
And the best way to prepare for Lord's coming is to be like wise virgin.
最好的路来预备我们自己呢，是像那五个聪明的童女。
Who carry extra oil in jars?
他们在他们的灯里面有额外余下的油。
If we faithfully follow the leading of the Holy Spirit,
如果我们忠心在那里跟从圣灵的引导,
we add a little oil,
我们就能够加一点的油,
into our jars.
在我们的灯里。
This is how we prepare for His second coming.
这是我们今天如何预备主第二次的再来。
If we continue to live our life this way,
如果我们持续的这样的过我们的生活,
carry our jar and adding little oil along the way,
带着我们的灯, 我们持续的加油在里面。
It doesn't have to be a big thing.
这个不需要是一个很大的事情。
It could be just a daily thing in our lives.
是我们生活每天所经历到的小事。
But you thank the Lord you have a big difficulty.
我们感谢主你今天如果有一个大难处。
Because you can fill your jar right away.
因为你今天马上就可以把你的那个灯装满了。
Maybe you need a bigger jar.
也许你需要一个更大的容器。
So brothers and sisters, look at difficulty in a different way.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要换一个角度来看我们今天的难处。
The life is very, very short.
我们今天的人生是很短的。
Whether you have a difficulty or small difficulty or large difficulty, it does not really matter in the end.
不管你今天经历大难处、小难处，到最终的那一天都不太重要了。
What matters is what you gain out of those difficulties.
什么是重要的，乃是今天从难处当中你得着什么。
How much oil have we added to the jar during those difficulties?
今天在这些的难处里面，你有加多少的油在你的容器里面？
Those experiences will last forever.
这些的经历会存到永远的。
It's quite important to know that.
这是对我们来说很重要，要来明白的。
So we will look at life's difficulty completely different way.
所以我们今天来看我们生活的难处，就会有全新的角度。
Brother, sister, we need to be changed.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要被改变。
The way we look at difficulty in life needs to be changed.
我们来如何看生活当中的难处需要被改变。
And we cannot be the sparrows and like that, that always complain.
我们不能像麻雀一样天天在那里抱怨。
We need to be changed.
我们需要被改变。
We need to embrace the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要来拥抱圣灵在我们身上的工作。
We need to embrace our wilderness experience.
我们需要来拥抱我们旷野的经历。
We hope that we can say one day, you are enough, however long the day, or however dark the night.
希望我们有一天都能够说，无论日有多长，夜有多黑。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning.
天父，我们今早晨感谢你。
We all gather before you.
我们都聚在你的面前。
So as we consider your words,
当我们在这里思想你的话语,
we're so grateful for your words.
我们为着你的话何等的感谢你。
We pray that this word will shine upon our hearts.
主，我们祷告你的话在我们心中能够发亮。
So we will have a different perspective for those difficulties in our lives.
我们可以在我们生活当中的难处有一个不同的眼光。
We pray that each of us will face our challenges in a different way.
主，我们祷告我们在面对难处的时候，我们会有一个全新不同的方式。
May we look at our difficulties as our opportunities.
主，愿我们在面对难处，我们都能看到那是我们的机会。
May we seize the opportunity to learn to follow the leading of Holy Spirit.
让我们都抓住机会，能够来跟随圣灵的引导。
And so that we can see that bright star.
以致我们可以看到那明亮的晨星。
Over the backdrop of darkness.
在一个黑暗的背景里面，我们能够看到明亮的晨星。
Lord, we know we live in a very dark time.
主，我们知道我们活在一个何等黑暗的时候。
Let us not to lose our heart.
让我们都不会灰心。
And consider that this is a great opportunity for us to see you.
让我们在这个情况里面，我们都能看到这是一个机会，帮助我们来认识你。
Continue to keep this cry in our hearts.
主啊，这是我们心中持续的呼求。
So we need the Lord Jesus.
我们需要我们的主耶稣。
And Lord Jesus need us too.
我们主耶稣也需要我们。
We thank you for this time.
我们感谢你这样的时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.